Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Modi's Navnirman Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mahek Modi, Director and CFO of Modi's Navnirman Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Modi.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for Modi's Navnirman Limited's earnings conference call to discuss our performance of the Q4 and the full year as well. On behalf of the management, I sincerely appreciate your time and continued interest in our company. And for those joining first time, I'll just give you a little brief of Modi's Navnirman Limited. We are a Bombay-focused real estate developer with our major presence in the western suburbs area, that is Kandivali, Borivali, Malad, Goregaon, and expanding towards the central areas as well. Since our inception in  2009, under the leadership of our Chairman and Managing Director, Shri Dinesh Modi, we have built our brand on trust, execution capability, timely delivery, and customer-centric housing development. Our philosophy from day one till now has remained the same. We don't build walls, we build homes that create a long-term value for families and stakeholders alike. Over the years, we have built a strong portfolio of premium redevelopment-led residential and commercial projects and have established ourselves as an emerging developer in Mumbai's redevelopment ecosystem. As of FY26, we have successfully delivered around 7.25 lakh sq ft. We currently ongoing have 12.5 lakh sq ft under construction, and an additional 9 lakh sq ft is in the pipeline of upcoming projects. Across the portfolio, we have total 24 residential and commercial projects. This gives us a strong visibility for future revenue growth while maintaining our model of being an asset-light company and capital-efficient business model. I'll just give you a brief little about the FY26, which has been our landmark year in the company's journey. In this year, we achieved our highest-ever revenue, highest-ever profitability. We have done a very strong execution over the period of the 26, expansion in which we acquired projects in the FY26. We have handed over projects in FY26, and we have done major corporate milestones in this year. Our performance reflects the strength of our redevelopment-focused model, disciplined project execution, and our ability to identify attractive opportunities in micro-markets where housing demand remains strong. Now, I'll take you to the financial performance of the FY26. Our revenue from operations grew significantly by nearly 84% year-on-year to 189 crores in FY26 compared to what it was 102 in FY25. The strong growth was largely driven by strong execution and sales momentum across projects such as Rashmi Square, Signature, Rashmi Delight, Rashmi Manorath, Rashmi Celestia, and Rashmi Vasudev. Our EBITDA has increased by 35% year-on-year to 38.46 crore compared to 28.47 crore in FY25. Our profit after tax rose by 26% to 29.14 crore versus 23.11 crore in the previous year. Our earnings per share has improved to 14.89, reflecting stronger earnings generation. While margins saw some moderation due to project mix and execution and ongoing construction expenses associated with larger projects, we believe this is temporary and our long-term margin profile remains healthy. Most importantly, our profitability growth continues to be backed by actual project execution and sales conversion, not financial engineering. I'll give you a little brief. This was the financial update of the FY26. Now, I would like to give you an operational highlight of the FY26. Our FY26 was extremely strong for us because we successfully completed two projects with receiving occupation certificates, and we have handed over to the societies. First was Rashmi Vasudev in Borivali West, Shimpoli, wherein we handed over 90 residential units. Second was Rashmi Celestia on the LT Road in Borivali, known as the new Jhaveri Bazaar of Borivali, wherein we completed 81 residential units. More than 10,500 square feet of commercial areas were there. That included 23 commercial shops. This handover reflects our strong execution capabilities and reinforced customer confidence in our brand. Timely delivery remains one of our biggest differentiations in the redevelopment market. Now I'll take you in the operation, the ongoing project. Rashmi Square has reached 19 floors of completion. We will be delivering that project in FY27. This year we'll be delivering Rashmi Square. Rashmi Signature has also reached 19 floors of completion, but this is three towers of 18 floors with two levels of podium and an amenity floor. So we are targeting this project, Rashmi Signature, to be handed over to the society in the first quarter of 27. Rashmi Delight and Rashmi Manorath both are on the verge of half of completion. Both the towers are getting completed, and this will be targeting completion next year. Additionally, two major movements which occurred during the FY26 was Rashmi Icon, 4,500 square meters of plot, which was started in February, and Rashmi Avenue, again a 4,900 meters layout in Dahisar, started in March. So these two projects are we have six ongoing projects. These projects strengthen the future revenue pipeline. From a sales standpoint of view, we continue to witness healthy demand. Our total project portfolio consists of 7.5 lakh square feet, out of which 4.92 is booked and 2.43 lakh available inventory. Projects such as Rashmi Kavita and Rashmi Vasudeva fully sold out. Rashmi Celestia, Rashmi Enclave and Jewel are completely booked. In terms of percentage completion in booking, Rashmi Square has achieved nearly 69% booking and Rashmi Signature has approximately reached 50% booking. Rashmi Icon and Rashmi Avenue in the early stages have shown tremendous and encouraging early traction. This gives us confidence regarding the monetization of our future inventories. Now I would like to tell you something about the achievements, the strategic milestones which we have achieved. We announced our migration from BSE SME platform to the BSE main board and NSE main board. This was our major milestone in our corporate journey and reflects our growing scale and governance standards and market maturity. Additionally, we also successfully completed merger of our private limited entity into the listed entity, marking a significant structuring of companies wherein everything falls under the listed entity. We have also established Modi's Navnirman Foundation, our CSR arm, to drive long-term social initiatives and create broader community impact. Now, regarding the Indian real estate sector, the coming years are very attractive. I'll give you a brief of the company out of the industry outlook as of now. The Indian real estate sector continues to be very highly attractive. The war situation has made, I would say, the Indian scenario a lot better for investment purposes because people have been more and more conservative and looking for India as a better opportunity to invest. India's real estate market is expected to grow approximately 300 billion currently to 5 to 10 trillion by 2047. Urbanization trends, infrastructure developments, lower borrowing cost and redevelopment opportunities across Mumbai continues to be strong factors in the growth. Mumbai remains to be the most attractive redevelopment markets due to limited land availability and aging housing society. This directly aligns with our redevelopment-led growth strategy. Now, I would like to give you something about the future which we have. Looking ahead, we are extremely optimistic because we have already acquired two new projects in the first financial year. Upcoming projects include Rashmi Sheetal and Rashmi Gold, which we have recently acquired. Rashmi Paradise and Govind Dalvi Nagar are the two projects which are under pipeline and under approval stage. Rashmi Paradise in this quarter or the second quarter of this financial year will be starting execution. These projects will further expand our pipeline and strengthen medium-term growth visibility. Now, I'll give you a little bit idea of the balance sheet. One of our biggest strengths remains financial discipline. We are still debt-free. Despite rapid growth, we continue to maintain our debt-free model. We operate on a low leverage model. Healthy operating cash flows, which we have seen in our projects. Disciplined capital allocation in the projects of our company. And we are an asset-light expansion strategy. This allows to scale responsibility without taking unnecessary balance sheet risk. As we move into the FY27, our focus remains clear to accelerating execution on our ongoing projects, timely completion of our projects, expanding our redevelopment pipeline selectively, and improving our operational efficiencies. We are more and more looking into strengthening our sales momentum, wherein Rashmi Signature and Rashmi Square have shown good focus, and we are delivering sustainable long-term shareholder value. We believe we are entering FY27 with a strong momentum, a robust pipeline, improving brand recognition, and significant long-term growth opportunities. With that, I would like to thank all our shareholders, investors, customers, partners, and employees for their continued trust and support. We'll be now happy to take our questions.
No. Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Yeah. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Urmish Shah with Moneywiser. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Hope I'm audible.
Yeah, can you speak a little loud, Urmish?
Yeah, now I'm audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my first question is on the raw material prices. You did say in your opening remarks that, you know, raw material prices had an inflationary pressure. So how much of the pressure, you know, did we face, and, you know, did it impact our realizations, and how much did we pass through?
See, in terms of the raw material cost, we are just minorly suffering on Rashmi Square project and Rashmi Signature. Those two projects are at a stage where the raw material prices, which have increased and everything, we are taking a bit hit on that two projects. Other projects, we are clear. So in terms of the war situation has impacted us, but not majorly, because currently the execution stage, which is at this level, the raw material impact is at a lower level to us.
Okay. So what was our realization for FY26?
Realization as an idea.
I mean, average selling price for our projects on a blended basis.
We were achieving around 25,000 to 27,000.
And in the coming years, in the coming year, when you say that we have a good pipeline of the new projects recently acquired and the remaining inventory, do we see this going upward, or, you know, or do we have a base that this will be the average base?
This will be the base. We'll be not going downwards, we'll be going upwards only.
Okay. Could you quantify that a bit, if you can?
In terms of see what has happened is in Rashmi Square, our average price was 20. Our average sales was 25,000 to 27,000.
Okay.
In that range, 25,000. Now currently the project is at a completion stage where we are looking to complete it in the next 4 to 5, probably in the 6 months. So we are targeting to take it on a higher scale to 27,000 to 28,000. So since the projects are getting completed, people don't have. The war situation has made a lot of people come here. We have seen people coming from Dubai and booking flats at our property. So all those
okay.
factors have helped us a little better.
Right. So you mean to say that the footfalls are converting into bookings, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because
okay.
see, India being a safe area for everyone, the people who had flown out of India, a lot of them have come back, or a lot of them are looking to reshuffle and looking for places here. So that is helping us a bit better, I would say.
Right.
So I will tell you in the...
Sorry. Yes.
Yeah, in Rashmi Avenue, which we started a project, so there were two brothers who booked with us, because they were an old member, they both were staying in Dubai only. They are like, hey, my family is here, I'm taking 2 flats more so that in future anything, a war situation comes in, we can come here and, you know, be safe. So people have started that mindset as well.
Right. So when you say you are expanding to central areas as well, do we have something in the pipeline in the central areas?
Yeah, we have something. We are in the final stages of a project in Khar.
Okay.
We have bid for projects in Parla as well. So we
okay.
are.
That's still western, no?
Yeah, sorry, western. I might have wrong. It is western only.
Okay, it is western but only.
Towards now the premium side of Bombay, if we can keep it.
Okay. And these margins that we have clocked for the final year and for Q4, obviously it's on a decline, but these margins will stabilize in FY27, or, you know, it can bounce back to our previous levels?
Yeah, we'll bounce back to our previous levels.
Okay, so I'll join back the queue for further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Nimesh Pandya with NT Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, please go ahead.
So thank you for giving me this opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. First, I wanted to know, sir, how has the demand trended across Borivali, Malad, Kandivali and Dahisar towards the end of FY26?
How is the trend?
Demand trended, sir.
Demand? The demand in Borivali, Kandivali, Dahisar area is good. Because a lot of... I'll tell you, Kev, what happens is there is a lot of, which I have seen, it is more of a cycle wherein people want to shift to better locations, better with amenities, they want bigger flats, or they take 1-1-2-2 flats. So the demand trend, we are not seeing any slowdown in the demand trend.
Okay. Sir, I have another question. Have the football...
Mr. Pandya, sorry for interrupting. Mr. Pandya, we cannot hear you. Can you come in the range and talk?
Okay. Now am I audible?
Yes, better than before. Please go ahead.
Okay. So, I wanted to know, how have the footfalls and the booking conversion witnessed a meaningful improvement in Q4 FY26 compared to the earlier quarters?
The footfalls you're talking
about. Yes, footfalls and the booking conversions.
Yeah, so I will tell you, the first quarter, what happens is, We believe in the December end to mid-January, people, we call it the Shraddh months or everything. So during the first quarter, that is a bit slow. So that is why if you see the first quarter of the FY 27, this quarter will be showing healthy results because whatever conversions or whatever has happened, whatever bookings we have done, will be shown a reflection in this quarter, the first quarter of FY 27. So if you tell me, the conversions and footfalls will be better in the books, it will be shown better in this month, this quarter.
Got it. That answers my question, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Mayra Mittal with Mittal Investments. Please go ahead. Ms. Mittal, please go ahead with the question.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, in Q4, the revenue came at 51.49 crore. That was 158% year-on-year growth. So can you explain what has driven this acceleration in Q4 specifically?
I'll tell you, two major factors were the project completion. Rashmi Vasudev was completed and handed over. So that helped us a lot. And Rashmi Celestia also, we completed in the Q3 of this year, and we got OC in the Q4. So what happened is, whatever sales and everything, once the projects were completed, a larger factor of sales got converted because the projects were completed. So that helped us in it. And a little bit on this sector of merger as well, because in the old balance sheet, you will see it was a consol wherein my Shree Mody Nirman, which was there, that also had flats. So those were post-merger, everything came into this, and those were also sold off. So the standalone looked a little better in terms of that.
Okay, sir. And sir, one more thing. So the raw material expenses have surged 104%. So can you explain, is there a cost volatility or any construction input cost pressures?
See, I'll tell you, a lot of raw materials are affected. Also, I answered in the first time, only I'm suffering a little bit on the two projects only because those are the two projects which have completed a certain level wherein I'm procuring other raw materials as well. So what has happened is only Rashmi Square and Rashmi Signature, I'm taking minor hits on the cost of materials because those are two projects which are at this stage where the raw materials, which the cost has increased, I'm needing those materials.
Okay, sir. And sir, Rashmi Signature, there are what are the bookings? And we have seen 19 slabs are completed, but only 57% of the carpet area is booked. So how is the sales outlook looking for the FY 27?
I'm looking good because what had happened is we are not more focused on sales on that project because we were more inclined on completing the project. And what happened is in Rashmi Signature, now in the third and fourth quarter, we made sample slabs. We were initially hesitant on making sample slabs and selling, but we saw lower traction of conversion. That is why in the third and fourth quarter, we created sample slabs and everything. And since then, our conversion has increased. So I'm hopeful that in this second and third quarter, this will significantly go to around 75%.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Mahesh Kumar with MU Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So I just had a question on the revenue growth has been around 84% year-on-year, but we see EBITDA and PAT margin has declined in FY 26. Could you explain the reasons why margin compression and what normalized margin profile investors should expect going ahead?
Just a second. EBITDA margins were impacted little on the construction, the materials and which had happened. If you see, so that impacted on my EBITDA margins, the construction cost which is increased due to the war. And second was our starting of two new projects in the first, in the last quarter. So those were at initial stages, so the cost which we had to pump in were a little high. So those two projects which we'll be seeing traction and conversion later because we received CC and everything post in the month of end of March. So what had happened is the money which were pumped in had more on the expense side rather than the income side. So that had a little effect on our EBITDA margins, and we are in this year. This year we are again trying, going to be on track or hoping to be on the same EBITDA margins which we had.
Okay, sir. And just one question on, you know, booking levels in project like Rashmi Manorath and Rashmi Delight, and especially new launch project remain relatively low versus total inventory. So what has been the sales traction post FY26, and how confident is are you like about absorption in the current real estate environment?
I'm very, in the two projects which we have launched, I am very hopeful of the, having a good traction in sales. Rashmi Manorath has seen less traction. For that, we have started our internal policies, and we are hiring channel partners more and more on the project. Rashmi Delight has seen a good amount of traction in terms of sales. So, for future, I am also not worried on the traction of sales for as of now, because I'm seeing a reverse trend wherein people from the Indian people who are situated in foreign, they are more interested in buying the properties now in India. So that reverse trend has started. So I'm very hopeful of a better trend of sales.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from my end, and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Rohit Mehra with SK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is pertaining to the future developments and all. So are we having any plans to go beyond these areas like Borivali, Kandivali and suburbs, so going to the South Bombay or come out of Mumbai?
Yeah, see, as of now, we are South Bombay also we are targeting. South Bombay, if we get a good opportunity, we are in talks in Dadar, a project in Dadar as well. So we are doing our best. We are in the top two in a project in Khar. We are in top 7 in a project in Parla. So we are expanding our portfolios in all parts of Bombay. Outside Bombay also, we as a company want to make a township project, which we are aiming. But for that, we need good location, good land and everything. So we are searching for those opportunities as well.
Got it. So that will be a little bit different from the redevelopment. That will be a from the on ground, the like it, open ground project will be there.
Yeah. Right? So the townships we are looking, we have in mind the township, but we are not getting good opportunity or a good land, clear title lines. So we are not moving fast in that segment.
Got it, sir. And one thing pertaining to the debt front. So borrowings have remained low, like around 5 to 6 crores right now. Do you foresee any need of structure debt or fund to the Rashmi Icon or Rashmi Avenue project?
No.
Given the combined scale?
No.
Okay.
Our capital allocation is very good because I'll tell you one thing: we don't. Our execution is very strong. So if you see, high profit margins will be on Rashmi Signature and Rashmi Square. So the funds from there will be internally utilized for execution of that project. Plus, we are seeing a good sales traction on those two projects as well as of now.
Okay, good. So, and in the same line, any capital allocation plans for FY27, like reinvestment into new development mandates and land additions, something you can share light on?
As of now, new land, there are nothing in pipeline for this year, or we have not got anything. If we get a good opportunity of a good land or anything, we might take over it. So, as of now, we have not thought on that.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Shravan Modi with Syndicate Office. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My question is regarding, so this year was the first year where the company had adopted Indian accounting standards. And so is there any material restatements or reclassifications which has impacted in terms of numbers compared to the previous year? And what would be the proportion of revenue and profit margins where the growth is, we can assign it to the changes in accounting standards versus the operational growth?
So we, Indus was adopted in the last quarter only. So the last quarter, a lot of changes had been seen on the balance sheet, and we had reinstated our, if you see this year financial of FY26, in this we have given you a reinstated of FY25 as well, as per India's policy. So what margins which we had shown as per another method, since we have adopted India's, we had reinstated the old balance sheet and P&L as well, and we have submitted in the current result as well. So if you see, the old result and new result are on par with India's Indian accounting standards.
Right, sir. Also, regarding liquidity has been significantly lower in the SME market. So any steps which you are planning to take to improve free float and secondary market activity?
Yeah, for us, liquidity is not currently any issue. We are not facing any liquidity crunch or anything. So nothing on the debt side as a company we are thinking. Our sales traction is good on other projects. So we are more on the verge of being a debt-free company only.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my end.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Manish Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. My question is regarding the supply side. Now, we are seeing that the Atal Setu has been built. So the biggest constraint of Bombay, that it was a landlocked city, now it is being going away. And obviously that Mumbai 3.0, the whole process has started. And second, we are seeing that every third building in Borivali, Kandivali is going for redevelopment. Same for Santa Cruz Car, which your new project is coming. So how do you look at the supply side compared to the demand which has been there in the past? So that's my first question.
I'll answer this then. Yeah. So you are rightly saying that the supply, there is a lot, supply side is on a higher side. And demand is also there, but people have become just choosy now. That is what the trend we have seen, that you have options. So I'll take a ratio of, if there is a supply of 100, there is a demand of 100. But everyone, earlier, only the big developers or if you say a medium-sized developers were into making larger projects. If you see 18, like me, 18 floor towers, 3 towers, 16 towers, a layout was there only done by big developers. Now, what has happened is, a good amount of developers have started doing layouts. So people have started going on that side wherein we need projects with amenities, and all those factors have become that way, that people have become choosy. So for us, the benefit is that all our projects come with amenities and everything. in terms of an open play area, children's play area, and all those things. So that helps us a lot in the demand side.
And regarding, you said that you have bidded for a project in Khar also. So there, obviously, yeah, the pricing will be substantially higher compared to the current area of operation. So what is the, because in your bidding, you must have done some back of the envelope calculation for, so what is the pricing that you are looking at? It cannot be 27,000 per square feet. Or
yes, Khar will be around 45,000-50,000.
And so that's the pricing which you are talking about? Or
yes,
end pricing or net? So that when you say 45,000, is it net of anything or is it all the?
No, no. That is, I'm talking about my sale rate, which we'll be targeting in that project. 45,000 to 50,000 will be our target for a range.
Okay. And other thing which I observed that there's no dividend as such. Is there any dividend policy being material, being what you called related or something? Because now that you have. But you have good profits also now. So is there any plan for dividend?
In the dividend sector, we were, as the board were of the opinion that we should be focusing more on the projects. Then a little bit we'll be seeing on the dividend side. Since because we have a good amount of projects going on, and since the war situation has changed a few things here and there, so dividend as the board has not keenly thought into that.
What must be your total capital employed as on 31st March in the overall all the projects and everything?
I'll have to see the numbers, but it will be upwards around 80-90 crores.
And the cash flow generation from the current projects which are all going, whatever projects which are there, for which you have employed 80 to 90 crores, what is the cash flow which you are expecting returns from that?
We'll be, the margins, we are going to be on those margins only what we have shown. Because I'll tell you the amount which capital which I have to receive from sales, but there are going to be cost and everything also. So, to give a clear picture will be difficult as of now on the call.
So I'll call you then.
Sure.
The call or
yeah, sure. 100%, 100%.
Thank you. On behalf of Modi's Navnirman Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.